Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Friends, welcome back to another episode of Two Idiot Girls. Ooh. For this week's fun drink, we're doing, this is our last episode of the year. Isn't this crazy?
I know. Happy 2023.
Whoa. This week's fun drink.
I thought we tried that one already.
I can't remember. It's a poppy and we're doing strawberry lemon. No, we did raspberry rose last week.
No, I know, but I feel like we've tried that one. Someone tell me if we have.
Someone's supposed to be keeping track of this.
Someone, you know what? Run it back, like I always say.
And I go, no. And they go, I so, like.
And I'm 60% of the time.
Wrong. Right.
60% of the time, all the time.
Damn, that's the best one we've tried.
I think we said the raspberry one was really good.
I love that one. Yeah. That one's even better. It's just like raspberry lemonade. Strawberry lemonade.
That one's fire.
Yeah. 10 out of 10, huh?
10 out of 10, yeah.
I like the raspberry one too.
That one's way better.
Yeah. I don't think I've tried this one.
Not way better, but the best.
Yeah. So like the other one was a 9 out of 10. This one's 10 out of 10 for sure.
Yeah. It has a really nice aftertaste. Yeah. It tastes almost like, it almost tastes watermelon-y, but it's like strawberry.
When we were in New York, I got food from this vegan place. Like I had a DoorDash. And then for my drink, I got a strawberry lemonade. I might be a freckled lemonade girl once again.
If my stomach lining didn't get holes burned through it by drinking too much sugar, then I would for sure be partaking in flavored lemonade.
I definitely want to water it down a little bit too.
Who has the best strawberry lemonade? 1, 2, 3. Red Robin.
Freckled lemonade bitch till I die. But I want to tell him, make this 3 parts water and the rest of lemonade. Girl,
and they serve it to you in that curvy glass.
Ooh, with the little fun chunks
drink
in there.
Yeah, the drink, the syrup be like the emulsified like strawberries.
Yeah,
you know,
or they muddled.
Like,
they muddled. Yeah. Damn, emulsified. Red Robin. It's true. Who do you think has the best fries? Who do you think is the prettiest girl in school?
The Epcot ball.
Epcot ball. Who do you think has the best fries?
Wait. We gotta narrow it down. We're talking sit down restaurant.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
Wait, hold on, I need to think about it.
A place we frequent. Is that where we're narrowing it down to?
Yeah, I mean it's just a restaurant. Yeah.
A restaurant that we've eaten at countless times.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
Best fries?
Yeah.
Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3. Islands.
Congratulations, best fries of 2022. Islands, you did it.
You did it.
Wait, okay. Who do you think has the best, like fast food restaurant, like drive-thru fries?
Drive-thru, hold on, let me think.
I know, I need to think too.
A place that we frequent or have in the past?
Yeah, like we live near them. There's some here. Like, or pick one near us. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. I don't know if we're going to get this one because you're what we would call a fry connoisseur. Okay. So I feel like...
So first, I'm a bean freak.
I just feel like your tastes are a little bit different in terms of that.
Sure.
Fast food fry. Obviously, okay. We got restaurant fry.
Yeah, islands, hands down.
I feel a lot of pressure since we nailed it on the first two.
I know. Maybe we just skip this one. End on a good note.
What were you going to say?
I love seasoned fries. So I think curly fries from Jack in the Box.
Damn, that's a good one. Or, I didn't even think about
or
that.
Or even crisp cut fries from...
Jack in the Box? Or no, Carl's Jr.?
Yeah, they just give you two. That's the reason I don't like them.
That's why, dude, Carl's Jr. regular fries with paired with their sandwiches are fucking fire.
It's pretty good, yeah.
Dude, I've been telling Billy forever about Carl's Jr., like how like sometimes it just hits. Yeah, like
that charbroiled burger.
There's something about Carl's Jr. that just hits, like the pairing of their fries and, mm-hmm. and burgers. And he always is like, no, that place sucks. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Wrong.
Recently, we got home really late from an event, and that was the only place that was open other than Jack in the Box, and he didn't want that. So we got Carl's. And when we got Carl's Jr. delivered, he was like, the next morning, he goes, honestly, I think you may have been right. I was like, I'm telling you, it hits. And their drinks are literally the size of a...
My head.
Of a fucking bucket. Yeah. So, like, that hits for me. But them... The curly fries from Jack in the Box, that was a good one.
Nuts.
That's a fucking good one.
Nuts.
I was going to say, if we're talking a classic plain fry, I was thinking McDonald's.
Yeah.
But you have to eat them when they're hot. Mm-hmm. As soon as they get cold, they're fucking
nasty.
Garbage.
Nasty.
They're like, they wilt like a flower.
I agree.
Yeah.
In-N-Out fries, they're okay.
They're good with the
sandy,
burger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lately, I've been kind of craving In-N-Out, probably because I haven't had it in forever.
I know. Then you eat it too much and you go, I don't want to look at it for the next 3 months.
Yeah. I haven't had In-N-Out in so fucking long. Like, I can't even remember the last time I had that. Probably like 6 months ago.
But I don't remember.
The closest one to us is not very far, but it's, I feel like it's one of the only ones. So then there's always like a really long line.
Yeah. Well, and they're not on DoorDash or anything. So I think that's why you never think of it.
That's true.
Because you guys don't drive through.
That's true. Yeah. Never. So one thing about me, I'm a DoorDash.
Yeah. True.
DoorDash, if you ever see this,
hit me up. Come
on. Let me know.
I don't know. I think I might get Chipotle after this.
I was already planning on it. I opened my eyes this morning and I was like, I'm going to eat
Chipotle,
that for lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah. That hyperfixation has me in a chokehold.
I know. I saw this girl. She made a TikTok where she was showing her food hyperfixations of every month of this year.
That's so funny.
And
I should do that.
It was Chipotle. Every picture was a picture of her Chipotle bowl.
Me.
But she would put like so much sour cream in it. It looked like soup.
Oof, I can't do that. I hate sour cream in general. So
not me. I mean, vegan sour cream is
disgusting.
You said
disgusting. Sour cream hates me, but I don't hate it.
Yeah. Like, you know that kid, the guy that does... I can't think of his name. I think his name's like Ryan and his sister films him. I think he has autism. And
Yeah.
He loves Taco Bell and he has like that deep
southern
accent.
They're my mutuals.
Yeah. I always think if there was a video, I think it was his birthday or Christmas a couple years ago where his parents bought him a t-shirt that said like, I love pizza.
I think so.
And
yeah.
He goes, I love pizza, but pizza does not love me.
That's how I feel about all dairy.
I know.
But what were we talking about? Chipotle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sour cream. I hate so. But goddamn, do I love that queso. Something about that
queso. Speaking of that accent you're doing, I just started the glass onion last night.
Oh, yeah. I started it too. I fell asleep.
It was too long and I was a little under the influence when I was watching it. And I was like trying to remember everything he was saying. And I was like, too much. Did he talk like that in the first one?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to rewatch it. I haven't watched it in a while.
Yeah, that's why. But we just recently watched it because Billy's brother had never seen it.
Such a good movie.
We showed it to him and he was like blown away. Like he fucking loved it. So when Glass Onion came out and he was over at our house, we were like, we should watch it. And so like the part, there's like a part where like one of the guys is like,
Doing
like
a monologue. Yeah.
Is that the part where you got lost?
Because
you started drifting off?
Yeah, because I was taking my nails off because I was getting a new set.
Yeah.
And so I was looking at my nails for too long. When I looked up, it was just focused on him that whole time, right? It doesn't look at anyone else.
No, when he's doing the monologue.
Yeah,
no.
It's too long.
No, I started falling asleep. Mind you, we watched it after like a full day of Christmas shopping. I was like exhausted.
Yeah.
And it was like so... like warm in my house and I was like I was like falling asleep, like my eyes closed for a second. I opened them. It was on a different scene. I was like, I'm going to sleep now because I'm not going to know what's going on because I missed.
Michelle told me she was like, I fell asleep when I woke up. I was like, I don't know what's happening. So I'm back to sleep.
That's literally me. So I turned my back to the TV on the couch because I was like, I don't want to wake up and see something.
Yeah.
So I literally went to fucking sleep.
But what I did see was pretty good. But there was an hour and 45 left and I was like, time to turn it off.
No, Billy and Jared both said that it was fucking awesome. Like it was so good. Like just like the first one, just in a different way. So from what I saw originally, it was really good. So I need to finish it.
Nice.
Essentially.
Okay. So let's get into the topic for this week. We wanted to know, what is your most embarrassing moment of 2022 as this year comes to an end?
As it comes to an end, we're releasing it.
Here we go.
But we're also letting it stay with us forever.
Do you want to share yours first or do you want me to share mine first?
Yeah, I'm sure there were more. This was just the first one that came to my head, but like when I hosted Black Adam, like the premiere, first of all, myself and Chris Olsen, like we had no idea like the magnitude of what it was going to look like. Like they had told us, you guys are going to host, and we were like, okay, great, separately of each other. And then when we came together the day of, we had like a meeting with the team, and Chris and I were both there and our teams were there and we were talking. And after the meeting, like they were kind of just giving us a rundown, but it was in that meeting where we found out what we were going to be doing. Like we found out that we were going to be the first people they interact with, that we were going to interview every single person from the cast. And then we were both like, oh my God. Like, and when we left, Chris was like telling me when we were taking the elevator to our rooms, he was like, did you know it was going to be this big? I was like, bitch, no. And we were laughing. So they also told us it's in the center of Times Square, which we knew, but they told us about the live stream, which we also knew. What we didn't know was that it was going to be broadcast. Like the live stream itself was going to be broadcast on the biggest screen in Times Square so that people who are watching, like who came and they were physically there, they could watch the screen and see what it is we were doing. And there was lots of like, obviously if you watched the live stream or saw any of my content or Chris's content, there was lots of crowd hyping. Like they were like, let's hear it. Like they had a DJ and everything to like hype, right? So we go down there, we do rehearsals, everything goes good. And we take our red carpet pictures, like we both walked. And like, I brought another pair of shoes because the shoes I had were really uncomfortable. And I was like, I can't stand for 2 hours in these and be able to talk and not look uncomfortable. And I asked them, are my feet going to be on camera? I asked them in the meeting. They said, no, it's going to be like from like the knee up. I was like, okay, great. Because I'm thinking about changing shoes into a flat shoe, if that's cool with you guys. And they were like, yeah, yeah, absolutely. So after I walked carpet, I came back. And I took off my shoes. I changed them. I was wearing my flat shoes. My manager, God bless him, he was holding my heels the whole night. And so we were on the stage and we're like talking. And they're like, okay, 3, 2, 1, it's started. And then we have to banter and they give us no script. So we're talking and I'm like, we're like making conversation about outfits. We're like, yeah. And I'm like explaining my outfit. And then I go, I was like, well, I don't have any shoes on. I have shoes on, but I was like, I don't have my heels on because, you know, I'm going to be standing for hours, girl. And Chris is like, yeah. He goes, you got the dogs out. And I was like, dogs out on the carpet. Like, we're making a joke. And then he pans down like this.
Does a big zoom
in. And then zooms in on my literal dogs. Like, my feet are on camera.
And Chris is like, oh, a close up.
Oh, and he's doing a close up. And he goes, oh my God, look. And he looks over on that giant jumbotron is my dogs. Feet. My literal feet. And then I couldn't stop laughing. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, do me a favor, go ahead and pan that back up so we don't have to. And then I was so flustered because I like didn't know he was gonna do that. We were just joking, like, oh haha, she's a quirky, relatable girl. She has to wear flat shoes. And then my toes were on the big screen, so for free, might I add. For free.
Dogs out for free.
So that's my moment.
And then for 2023, it's stop put the dogs away 2023. Yeah,
2023, it's wear closed-toed shoes.
At all times.
I'm going to wear those like little booties that they make you wear in the hospital. I'm going to put those on my feet.
The grippy socks?
No, the like things that go over your shoes.
It looks like a hairnet. You put it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna put those on my.
Have you seen those like videos of how they say that Dolly Parton always has like flesh gloves on, like they're like silicone gloves with fake nails on them.
What?
And if you look at her and when she's talking on stage, like she just got honored into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, she's wearing like silicone gloves that look like hands. And people are, I think it's because, you know, your hands show how old you are.
Yeah.
And she's very much like, I'm never really aging, but I am. Yeah. They think that that's why she wears them.
What?
Yeah. Someone else was like, maybe she has a lot of hand tattoos. They're all, no, she doesn't. Grow what? Up.
What? What a conspiracy. That's yeah. crazy.
But if you see him, you could tell that she's wearing gloves.
I need to see the evidence. Someone send me the receipts if you have sheets. Any.
Okay, we were trying to think of my most embarrassing moment, and Drew said pretty much all of dating in 2022.
No, that's not the part that's embarrassing.
Well, specifically, I went on a date with someone, and this person, we played that white people game, that's what I call it, called We Are Not Friends, or I always forget the name of it, but the red one that everyone plays.
It's like the one you play to like get to know each other.
Yeah, so we play this game, and one of the questions, I can't remember what mine was. Basically, you're asking the other person questions about yourself. That's what it says on the card.
Mm-hmm.
So like I'll ask her, like, do you think I was popular in high school? Why or why not? And then she says, yeah, whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then I can't remember what my question was to her, but she had told me, I loved how when I saw your dating profile, like usually when people make those.
I think they said, what was your first impression of me?
It was something like that. I don't remember what exactly it said. Or this person goes, oh, my favorite part when I saw your dating profile was like, you just like, usually when people make them, they really try to put pictures or things on there that make other people attracted to them. But yours was just you being yourself. And I really liked that. So.
And then what happened?
And then guess what? I stayed on that date for another hour and a half because I was uncomfortable.
Did she fucking calls me after? Is she? I go, how'd
this
it go?
This is 4 months into being single after not being single for a very long time. Yeah. So like
that's not even the part that.
No, but I'm saying like if that happened to me now, I would leave. But I'm saying like, this is only 4 months of being single. I don't know how to date. I haven't dated in a long time. Otherwise, I would have been like, what is that supposed to mean?
That's what you should have said. Yeah. But, you know, first things, at least you got it out the way, like the first date out. You know, was like something that you like don't want to seek further, but like was a good way for you to get back out there.
Mm-hmm.
But she calls me and she tells me that.
And then, I also, people will say the most bizarre things to me and I just won't think anything of it. But then people was a little act kind of weird around me and I'll be like, I think they're mad at me. So I told Drew this because I didn't think it was, I like was like, that was weird. I didn't really think anything of it.
She tells me that. She goes, yeah. And then she tells me, oh, you know, like she, I just like how you're just being yourself. You didn't try to look attractive.
Yeah.
And I go, she said that to you? And she goes, yeah. I go, to your face? And she goes, yeah. I go, Dace, what the hell? And she goes, what do you mean? I go, that sounds like she's calling you ugly. And she was like, well, oh, I didn't really think of it like that. And I go, that's so rude. Like, what a rude thing to fucking say, especially on a first date. Like, that's like something you get out, like you say when you're messaging the person. So, you know, you don't waste my fucking time. But I don't know if it was like, I don't think she thought my sister was ugly. In fact, quite the opposite. But what it felt like was like a neg. And I hate that even more, to be honest.
What's that?
When you neg someone, it's like, you like try to put them down so they feel like they have to impress you.
Oh,
it's like a manipulation tactic.
Like, not like when you're joking and you're like talking
shit. When you neg someone, you're like, you're saying mean shit about them, like to their face in order to like get them to want to like prove themselves to you. So it's like, it's like a pickup artist thing. Like they tell men to do that to women and it's going to work. Like they'll say something, they'll give you a really backhanded compliment. And then you're supposed to be like, what do you mean? Like, I can show you how much of a good time I am. Like, it's like a massage. Like,
prove it to them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it makes you want to prove yourself to them, which is fucking bullshit. That's what she told me. It sounded like negging, and I don't fucking like that shit.
Mm.
And, like, it wasn't even that good of a date. So on top of that, like, it's like fucking lose-lose on top of that. Like, she was being rude and uncomfortable, and she was negging you. That's, dude, come on.
Yeah.
What the hell? And she was there for a long time. She was there for like 2 hours.
Yeah, I think it was close to three. Yeah,
dude, come on. I said, Dace, your face, dude. That's so rude. And also,
and I'm like holding the card when she's doing that. I'm like,
okay, your turn.
Good one.
Dude, what the fuck,
man? I know. I'm saying if that happened to me now, I'd be like,
I mean, to her,
what do you mean by that?
I could tell you what you look like, but you won't like it. Exactly. No, this, I just mean like her, like how fucking rude. Like,
no, I know.
Even if you weren't on a date, I would find that rude. So it's even ruder that you were on it. Like, this person's trying to court you on top of that. Like, it's just like.
Nailed it. Uh-huh. I
don't know. Like, they like, second date? No. I think not, friend.
Yeah. I think not.
Yeah. I'll have my people call your people.
Yeah. Yep, that was my most embarrassing moment of dating, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of everything else. There's a couple other doozies in there, but I don't want to share those ones. Okay, now we're going to get into some of your most embarrassing moments of 2022. And some of these, kind of wild, I'm not going to lie to you. So, okay, this first one's from Layla. She said, I work at a trampoline park, and one day while we were closing, I was jumping across the trampolines, but when I came down, I landed half on the floor, half on the trampoline mat, and I busted my ass. It was completely silent. All my coworkers, who I am not close with at all, heard me smack the fuck out of the floor. When I walked up to where everyone was, they just stared at me, so I just left and went home.
That's so sad. None of them even checked on you?
I would have been like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Even if I don't know someone.
I know. That's what I'm saying. None of them even checked on you?
Yeah, they're just staring at you.
Why were you jumping on the trampolines?
I have a trampoline story. One time I was jumping on a trampoline and we were in Utah and it was in a hole on the ground so it wouldn't slide around. And then I can't remember what happened, if I was jumping or if I just stepped wrong off of it, which I think is what happened.
You were jumping off and trying to land on the dirt. And like, you know how you stop jumping, so the sudden stop of movement is like, sometimes it makes you slip or fall.
Yeah, and I slipped and got stuck halfway under the trampoline. It was really embarrassing.
Not halfway. She slid all the way underneath that bitch into a thorn bush underneath.
Yeah.
So she was stuck under there and she was like, ah! And then my cousin and I had to run next door because it was the next door neighbor's house. We had to run back over to my uncle's house and be like, help, help. And then my dad came over and literally grabbed her by one arm and fucking pulled her out like that.
I was so embarrassed.
And she had all these thorns stuck in her legs.
And my denim skirt.
But it was just us. I know. Do I have an... Oh, I have one. It's not a trampoline necessarily, but it is like a bouncy device. When I was a kid, I think I was like... Fuck, how old was I? I think I was probably like 5 or 6.
I don't know this story.
Yeah, you do. It was Halloween. And we went to a carnival at a Christian school, mind you.
Yeah, so they don't celebrate Halloween. So yeah. They call it like Halloween night or something.
Yeah, yeah. So they had like some variation of like...
It was like a carnival, yeah.
But everybody wore costumes. So I was dressed like a princess, a fairy of some sort.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It was pink. I just remember that. And we go, and they have those bouncy slides, you know what I mean? The ones you...
Big like, inflatables, yeah.
Yeah, you climb up and then you slide down. So I go up, and I'm terrified of heights. I still am really scared of heights now, but it was worse when I was a kid. So sometimes I would go up, and it would take me forever to go down. Like, because I was afraid, and I'm a kid, but I'm also a fiepoco, like, I'm big know-it-all, and I, like... I have terrible FOMO of missing out on shit like that. So like I would go up there and everybody would slide down and I would still be sitting up there by myself.
Have you ever seen Little Miss Sunshine?
I've never watched it, no.
That's who you were as a kid, a little girl. Like so much confidence in everything except very specific things.
Yeah. So I'd go up there and I literally would sit up there for like 30 minutes. My mom would be like, Drew, this is why you can't go up there. Like, and so she'd be like, come on. Like, she'd literally be like, come on, Drew, I'm right here. Like, I'm going to wait.
Yeah, I think I went, like, up and down, like, three times.
Yeah, Dayson would go. Well, Dayson would try to wait with me, but it's more stressful when there's two kids waiting.
I know, and so like, I'm sorry, everyone's getting mad at me. Yeah,
Dayson's like, there's a line. I have to go. I'll come back. And she would slide down and come right back up. So then it was taking me forever. And then I finally was like, all right, I was working up the courage, dude. I go to the edge and I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. My mom's right there, so she's going to catch me. So I'm like going up.
It was a big slide too.
It was huge. Yeah. This couple They're like, what are they, like teenagers?
No, that was a grown-ass woman.
Yeah, they were like in their 20s.
Early 20s, yeah.
Yeah, they're in their 20s. They're behind me. She's with this dude that they're clearly dating and they're like flirting. And they start wrestling behind me while I'm trying. I'm like about to like, okay, like go down the slide. Dude, they're, I don't know if their backs were turned to me or what. Like, I don't know if they just didn't fucking see me. But like they literally start wrestling
and on top of you
and they hit my back. Like as I'm like on the edge, they hit my back. Dude, they tumble down with me. Like we're going like in a tumble, like a cartoon like that. They're crushing me to death.
Cloud of smoke.
They're crushing me like literally like they're like this on my fucking body. Like I'm like, like tumbling down. And I'm getting crushed by two grown adults, like a man and a woman. And then they land. They didn't even fucking see me. Like, even after they crushed my little body.
They're still giggling.
They're still laughing. And I'm like laying like this at the end.
Like a pancake.
Like, you know, when they're like that, like in a cartoon. When they get flattened.
Yeah.
That was me. And I was like, oh, and I like sat up and like I had a little thing on my head and it was all fucked up because my mom clipped it to my hair. And it was like, and I start crying because I was afraid. I was like terrified. But like when they crushed me and they landed at the end, I swear to God, my mom got on the thing and was like, move. And she like picked up that girl and like threw her to the side. And my mom was like, are you okay? She like picked me up. And she, my mom, that was the first time I remember very clearly my mom ever like losing it on someone in public. That's the first time I remember registering. You've seen it,
yeah.
And my mom was like, what the fuck is your problem? Like, she's like, my mom would beat the brakes off anybody, to be honest. To this day, she would still do that. But like, when she was younger, it was like worse. So like, she was like, are you fucking kidding me? And she was like trying to like go get them with me while holding me. And I think because I was crying, my mom was more concerned about me than she was about them. But she literally picked her up like King Kong and like threw her to the side to make sure. Like how Donkey like, Kong picks a, up those barrels like, and like those.
Like them. Doodle Bob. Yeah.
Dude. And my whole night was ruined.
So I know. Upset. I didn't get to do a cakewalk.
I was so upset. And my mom was so fucking angry. Like my mom was looking for that lady all night. And they're probably around the same age because my mom was like in her 20s.
That lady didn't even apologize.
She didn't even say sorry. Yeah. Like she didn't give a shit.
And my mom was like, why the fuck are you on a kid slide?
Yeah.
And then you're going to trample my kid and then not apologize?
And why are the two of you flirting and wrestling on a fucking floating slide where there's kids like going up and down? Like, man, whole night ruined. I do remember though, we were with family. And they were all felt so bad for me because I think it's because I was so scared and I finally worked up the courage and then I got crushed trying to go down it. So they like felt so bad for me. So all night, like we didn't leave early. Like we tried, like we stayed for a while, but like every time they won an animal or something, they would give it to me, like a stuffed animal or something. Cause our family's it's just awesome. But that was really embarrassing. I think part of it was just the fact that I was so embarrassed. I was like, I finally worked up the courage.
And look what happened.
And look what happens. And I didn't go on another floaty slide. I didn't go on those for a while after that because I was so scared.
Unless it was just the two of us. Like,
yeah, if it was empty then and Dayson was with me, then I would do it.
Well, and then I never let her go by herself again.
Yeah, but that wasn't her fault. I kept telling her, just go, Dayson, just go.
Yeah. Okay, I think this next one's from Zara. And she said, I do embarrassing things all the time and I'm notoriously clumsy. So one thing I did on a date is I stabbed a guy in between his eyes with an umbrella because it was raining and I had my umbrella in one hand and my overtly excited dog in the other while hugging him. And my dog pulled at the leash, causing the umbrella to lunge into his face.
That sucks. But that's just an accident.
Yeah.
That's not super embarrassing, but this is an accident.
This next one's from Zainab. She said, one time I flashed an entire club with my areolas because I forgot to wear pasties. It just be like that sometimes.
Dude, that's like Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone. Yeah.
Dude, the way that you guys are unlocking more embarrassing things that have happened to me.
I was going to say, that's never happened to me.
We went to, well, an accidental flash, no. But when we went to, I was in the Rolling Stone creator issue. And when we went to the party, it was really fun. Mm-hmm. But we had to take these like shuttles. And at the end of the night, it was literally like the Titanic trying to go home. Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. It was a fucking nightmare trying to get on those buses to go back. It was so stressful. So we finally got on one because we're exhausted. It's like 2 a.m. And then they park and we're sitting in the very back of the little Sprinter. Mm-hmm. So like we're just waiting for everybody to go off. So I stood up. And I started walking and I told my boyfriend to go first. So he went before me and I was walking and like something told me to like look down. I was like, I should make sure I have everything like while I'm walking. So I looked down and like my dress was like one that had like kind of like a, it went over the boobs and I like held them up. Dude, I looked down. Both my boobs were out of my dress. Both of them.
Well, yeah. And at that event, I wore a 2-piece set I bought from from Forever 21. And we went to 2 events that night. Every event I went to, my pants ripped a little bit more. So first it ripped up the side and this girl sewed me back into my pants. Yeah. Then it started ripping again on the same side. Then it ripped on the other side. Then it had a big long slit down the front and you could see everything.
This was like, by the time I walk out of this party, they're just going to fall off.
They're just going to disintegrate off my body. They're made of the same material that like when you go to the gynecologist. Like a hospital gown. Yeah, not even the gyno. They give you those paper gowns. I'm wearing the paper pants.
Dude, I was walking. Both my boobs are out, like hanging out of my dress. My boyfriend was looking at me the whole time we were driving back. And then I was like, oh my God. And I'm so glad I let everyone go before me. Can you imagine if I just stood up and started walking?
They're like, she was in Rolling Stone. She thinks she can do whatever she wants.
They were like, she was nice, but her boobs were out the whole night. Like, it's so embarrassing. I was so glad I let everyone go before me because even the driver got off the bus before me.
Yeah.
Because he was like getting something. So thank fucking God. But it was still embarrassing even though nobody saw me. I think. I'm like, if you did, I'm sorry. Or you're welcome.
Okay, this next one's from Laura. She said, I backed into my boyfriend's dad's brand new truck. He broke up with me immediately after it happened. And I just stood there crying in the street while his dad was screaming at me and was threatening to call the cops.
That sounds terrible. That's not even embarrassing. That's just awful.
Well, I can imagine feeling embarrassed, but that's not an embarrassing story. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Why would he break up with you for that? That's if it was an accident.
Yeah. Or did you do it on purpose?
One time I hit my mom's car in my dad's car.
While our mom was driving her car.
My mom was driving her car, yeah. And I hit her and she like, I was so afraid. I just didn't know what to do. And then she got out of the car and ran to the thing and she didn't realize it was me. Mm-hmm. And when I rolled down the window, I was like.
Jesus.
Luckily, Christ. Nothing was wrong with it, but not good.
This one's from Stacy. She said, I had to work self-checkout at Walmart and my ex's uncle, grandma, and new girlfriend came through it and his grandma said hi to me.
How is that embarrassing?
With a new girlfriend? I would feel embarrassed.
Oh, new girlfriend. Yeah. I thought you said my boyfriend.
No, her ex's uncle, grandma, and then his new girlfriend came through.
Damn.
And the grandma said, hey.
That is embarrassing.
She goes, this is his new girlfriend. You're the old one.
And you're working the Walmart self-checkout. There's no shame. There's no shame in working at Walmart. But it's just the fact that you were currently working and you saw them all together. Mm-hmm. That is, yeah, that's rough. But you know what? Sounds like his loss because you sound pretty funny. I thought of another embarrassing story that's happened to me.
Oh my God, this one's really funny.
Oh yeah, read that one.
This one's from Kevin. He said, I want to start this off by saying I do have all of the audacity. That's how he prefaced it.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm sure everyone remembers when Chris Olsen went viral for his pink leggings. Mm. So naturally, I ordered them in black and I wore them to the gym. When I tried them on, I did think, dang, it is pretty tight around the penis area, but I think I'll be okay. Well, after 15 minutes on the Peloton, I felt what felt like a breeze and relief, only to realize one of my balls and whole inner thigh is now exposed. Thankfully, I had my jacket on, but it didn't stop the guy next to me from seeing me fall off the bike from sheer panic, and God knows what he saw. Safe to say, I didn't go back to that gym for a reasonable amount. Love you.
Damn, you were going so hard, you ripped a hole in them bitches.
What do you think his sign is?
a Leo.
No, that's what you think. So he's a Cancer sun.
Oh, Cancer. Oh, well, close. You're close.
Aries moon. That's the chaos.
That's the chaos, yeah. And then you getting those leggings and wearing them to the gym.
And then a Capricorn rising.
That means you don't care anymore. Immediately after you're over it. When you're done, you're done.
And I realized one of my whole balls was hanging out. That's nuts.
And then you fall and you like roach like that. You know what I mean? Like your legs are up, so he like gets an even better view.
Is it the ones that he wore in the Meghan Trainor video?
Yeah. Yeah. They're like rouged.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. They're supposed to make your butt look really, really big.
That's so funny. I mean, they are pretty tight.
And you were free balling in them too. Yeah. Damn. You must love chaos then at that point. You know what I mean? That's so funny.
I don't think I've ever had anything embarrassing happen to me at the gym. Because I don't like to go to the gym and work out.
At the gym? I'm sure something embarrassing has happened to me at the gym. One time when I went to the gym, they had, they're like, it's a treadmill, but it's like one that's like, I forget the fucking, all the gym people were like, it's called a whatever. But it's one of those ones that moves no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I didn't know that because there's controls on it. So I'm assuming it's like a regular treadmill.
Okay.
But it's like a hamster wheel. Like once you walk on it, it goes. The faster you run, the faster it goes.
Oh, okay.
The slower you go, the slower it goes. So it's like it moves no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a performance treadmill. They use them in the combine and stuff. Like they're just like for elite athletes or whatever.
Yeah.
I didn't fucking know that. So like I got on the treadmill and I started getting scared because I started running so fast. And you know, you start getting frantic. So I started like getting scared and I'm running and I'm like, oh my God. Like, and I'm trying to press the buttons, but like nothing's working. So then I start holding and I'm like running super fast. And then I just like realize, I think in that moment, like, you know, it's like you start panicking. So you start doing things even more.
Yeah, you're not thinking
intense.
Shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So then I realized like I could just step off of it and it'd be fine.
Mm.
So then I just took one foot off and like put it on the edge, but I like slipped a little and I was like, you know what I mean? Like it was just like, it's almost more embarrassing to take forever to fall than to actually fall.
Yeah.
So that was what happened to me. And then as soon as that finished, I like was so convinced that everybody saw me that I just like, I stood there for a little and like tried to play it off. And then I got off and I was looking at my phone and then I just left. Just walked right out. I was like, I'll try again tomorrow. That's enough for today. But the panic that was coursing through me, like, and then I started holding and I was like
sweating,
running so fast.
Okay, this one's from Bella. She said, I was with a group of friends drinking and I laughed a little too hard and I literally shit my pants. And then I proceeded to make it known to them.
That's crazy. You must have really good friends, though. I'm happy that you have supportive friends in that moment.
Okay, this one's from Alexis. She said, while working a wedding event, the bride asked if I wanted cake and proceeded to tell me, you absolutely have to try this delicious cake. But I didn't have any utensils and proceeds to hand me the cake with her bare hands and put it in my hand while waiting on me to eat it while like seven people stood around waiting.
What the fuck? Was she drunk?
Probably.
I'd be like, no, thank you. I'm not eating cake from your hand.
Okay. You're reminding me of the wedding scene. She goes, I don't need balls.
You know, she
says, hold out your hands. I just love to watch people try them.
That's a good meatball.
This one's from Raymond. They said, the most embarrassing moment that happened to me was when I ran over the divider at a Popeyes drive thru trying to be on my girly grind and do DoorDash. I fucked up the undercarriage of my car and I still haven't fixed
it. Were you picking up my DoorDash? Because I do be loving Popeyes. Are you the reason
she didn't get her Mardi Gras mustard?
Don't even get me started. The way that I want to fight every person at Popeyes when I spend the extra $30 to bring it to my house and they don't bring me any sauce. Something about Popeyes, they're the only place that like forgets.
Yeah.
Like, it feels almost on purpose. The point. Feels targeted.
What was I going to say? Remember when Billy, it was when you had the Prius, he was driving through the Starbucks drive-thru?
And oh my sometimes God.
Starbucks, I don't know if all the drive-thrus have this, but the ones in California, they have these big metal like trays on the outside.
Yeah, they're like a ledge. Yeah. So you can like put stuff, they put like a tip jar on there sometimes, like stuff like that. Yeah. Mind you, me and Billy are fighting in this scenario. And he's driving my car, my Prius, and it was new at the time. And we're having an argument and we're ordering and I'm like super annoyed at him. And he like drives around the corner. And then for some reason, he like drove a little too fast up to the window. And my side view mirror smashes into that fucking, that little tray, that little desk, ledge. Yeah. And it, I don't know if you guys know this, but it slides out. So he literally hits it hard as fuck and it flies forward. And then he has to get out of the car and go retrieve it and bring it back. And he slides it back in there and gets back in the car. The argument did continue after that.
In your car.
For different reasons after that. But he was so like, oh my God. And he was like, I'm so sorry. Like, he was like, man, that was crazy how that just fell like that. Like he like immediately starts like laying a foundation like that wasn't him who did that.
Yeah.
Dude. But I will say this. Karma, if you believe in anything, believe in karma. Because that same day when we left the place we were going, we left. We're no longer fighting, right? Yeah. He's backing out of the spot in my car. And you hear this fucking like crunch. And then when he backs up, he goes, I hope that wasn't my glasses. My sunglasses, like his Ray-Bans. I go, did you leave them on the car? He goes, I don't know. They're not in here. And I'm like, oh. And then he backs out and then he pulls up a little bit and he rolls my window down and there are his glasses and they are crushed. He ran over them. He was looking. He looked at it. He literally just looked at it and he was like, and then he just pulled off. He didn't even say anything after that. That was the same fucking day that those two things happened.
Here's an embarrassing thing that happened to me this year. Yeah. We went to Bonnaroo and it was hot as shit outside. And the people, our friends that we went with, our friend Matt, he got these like rag towels that he found. So he was cutting them up with the scissors they keep in first aid kits. So we could each have like a little rag to like dab our heads.
Yeah. Cause they didn't have any everywhere we looked.
We couldn't find like handkerchiefs or anything until he did find them. But anyways, before we were using these like towels.
Yeah. He's just always trying to take care of us. Know, he's the so best. Sweet. Yeah.
So I'm using it to like dab my forehead cause I'm sweaty as shit. And I'm talking to Billy while Drew's working. I'm not even joking. For at least an hour. We're talking about 100 things that are on my brain. Like, yeah. Well, this, that, whatever. Then Drew finishes and she comes over and she goes, what the fuck's on your face?
No, she starts talking to me. She goes, Ryan, I go, did you have shit on your face?
Yeah, there's hundreds of fuzzies from the ripped up towel on my head.
Like all like on her forehead, down her nose, like just like on her face where she was wiping.
Yeah.
And I said, did you have shit on your face? And she was like, what do you mean? I'm all, you have all these like fuzzies. And I like took them off her face. And then she was like, I like how I was talking to you for an hour and you didn't tell me once that I had something on my face. And then Billy goes, I didn't know. And I'm all, you didn't know if she wanted lint on her face?
So irritating.
He was just like, he's always like trying not to be rude all the time.
No, and then now I'll be like in the middle. He'll go, oh.
Yeah, he immediately is like, you have something right there, which... You know, you should do when you see when you're seeing that.
Okay, well, and on this last one, this is an anonymous one. She said, I work at a hospital shooting x-rays. A coworker and I had brought a patient for an x-ray for his lower back. Mm-hmm. We helped them on either side for the last picture, and I saw something that looked like mud on their sheet. So me being dumb, I put my finger in it. My coworker wide-eyed pointed to their butt. It was poop. He was laughing so hard he had to leave the room and then went and told literally everyone in my department. Side note, I was wearing gloves, but still.
I like how you told us at the end. I love that. You told us at the end that you were wearing gloves. That was a good way to build up a joke. Dude, what do you think
this person's sun sign is?
I couldn't even fucking tell
it's
you.
It's an Aries.
Yeah. My money was on like Aries or Gemini, like someone who's crazy
chaotic.
Someone who's crazy enough to see something and be like, I have to touch that. What's great, you know what's funny? Is like Billy, whenever he sees like an unknown substance of some kind, and he's like, what is that? His like inclination is to smell it. To touch it or to and smell it. Same with food. Like if he tries it, he has to smell, which I find so fucking bizarre. Like I've told him, I'm like, why do you do that? Like he literally goes, and I just find that strange. And he's like, how else do you identify it? I'm all, I don't know. Just not that way.
Yeah, like when we went to Dick's and he was holding the cooler bag you bought his dad. Yeah, yeah. He closed, he goes, oh my God, smell this. And I go, I'm good, dude. And then I was watching him show Jared how to smell it. And Jared's like, it doesn't smell like anything. He goes, let me close it first. Don't move your head. You have to get the whiff when I close it. I was like, Jesus Christ, what's going on here?
He's like such a, like, he's like a fucking pointer dog. Like, he's like driven by scent. You know what I mean? He's like,
like, me too, though.
You too, yeah.
Yeah, but not like that. What?
I was just thinking of the story you told me last night.
That is embarrassing.
I almost crashed the fucking car because I was laughing so hard.
I wasn't even looking at you the first 10 minutes I told the story. And then when I did look at you, I was like, oh, I was like, oh, open your eyes.
If you know me, I'll tell you the story. I'll make Dayson tell you the story. You can't tell it on here, but it's unbelievable.
And like, it's embarrassing for me, but like, not really.
It's embarrassing for you
that because, I allowed myself to endure that. Yeah,
exactly. It's just like a running theme with you.
Yeah, I'd be like, literally that little dog that sits in the house made a fire. And that was me.
That's literally her. Like, just the shit she made peace with for so many years. Dude,
this is fine.
And she tells me, like, can you believe that? And I'm all, no, I really fucking can't. Like, I can't even begin to tell you how much I cannot believe that story. Yeah, I can't believe that, and I can't believe you were still fucking there, dude. Like, God, you want to talk about a ride or die, dude. Dayson's your girl.
No, loyalty's my, like,
fucking A.
My true, like, my foil.
It's like a superpower and an illness.
It's gonna,
like,
kill me.
Yeah, dude. Holy shit. I can't wait to go tell Billy that story immediately.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Two Idiot Girls. As we've been saying for the last few weeks, we're literally going on tour in like two-ish weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Are you coming? How come you're not coming? You should come.
Also, I just want to say, I want to thank you all for such a wonderful year.
Yes.
It's been amazing and such an incredible ride. And we fucking love you guys. Like, we are so happy that you chose us to be your two favorite idiot girls.
We're very excited for the new year. Our big goal is to start having guests on the pod at least once a month.
Yeah.
So if you do have people that you want to see us have on the pod, let us know.
Yeah. But we adore y'all. And thank you so much for all your love and support and all of your comments and your hilarious stories. Like, we absolutely love you guys. And we can't wait for a really big 2023, which we're kicking off with tour. So make sure you guys come see us on tour if you can. If not, maybe you can see us on the next one. But yeah, we love you so much and we're so thankful. Thank you for hanging out with us all 2022. It's been so fun.
Mm-hmm. And if you enjoyed this episode and you want to listen to other ones, audio version is available everywhere you can stream podcasts, and the video version is always on our YouTube channel.
Thanks, guys.
We hope you have a really great New Year's Eve and an even better start to your new year. And we'll see you next year. Love you.
Bye.
Into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit To get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You can't rely on blind faith to get the pregnancy support you deserve. Ritual's Essential Prenatal Multivitamin is the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Get 25% off when you visit ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.